the 805.
Ventura Highway.
Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1520. I'm Sandy here with Tom, and we bring your 805 to life. Check out our website, 805favorites.com.
And one of our favorites is La Fonte and Asteria Monte Grappa up there in Ojai. I think today's going to be a beautiful day to go to Ojai. It's finally cooled down a little bit. We've got fog out there. I know this morning I had my windshield wipers on, but by the time you get up to Ojai, all of a sudden the sun is out there because you've gone above the beach air.
It's God's country, Ojai.
Ojai is so cool. The only time it's hard is in the middle of summer sometimes. It does get hot up there,
sure.
But the evenings are beautiful. But La Fonte is right there on Signal Avenue. They used to be in the arcade, but now in the arcade is Asteria Monte Grappa. These people just want to bring on more work than they can shake a stick at.
Tammy's a woman. We like moving things around, furniture, so she moves a restaurant around once in a while.
Yeah, just move one restaurant to the other, move the other restaurant back. I don't know, but they did it. So check them out up there in Ojai. Oh, yeah. Now, that's some good, hard rock and roll music. Who is it, Sandy? Do you know?
I have no idea.
ZZ Top.
Oh, I love those guys.
Oh, yeah, ZZ, the bearded guys.
Yes, of course.
And now we've got Curtis Taylor with Hop Headset, our beer guy. What's happening, Curtis?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Curtis. I saw Curtis at the YMCA in Camarillo. He had his kids there, and Evan, I want to do a shout-out.
It was the post-workout, sitting there trying to catch my breath.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
I think that's what his workout was,
right.
waving to everybody.
You can't even get your hand up anymore, you know?
Well, I didn't realize I was surrounded by such young people. I mean, early 29... 31.
Tomorrow he's going to be 31.
This just goes to show you. I always think that everyone is my age, and now I'm to the point to where when I think people are my age, they're 10 years younger than me. So that plays true today.
Yeah, I'm 10 years younger than you. You bet. All right, get on with it now.
Well,
I don't want to talk about my age.
Well, happy birthday tomorrow.
Thank you.
You look great. Anyway, I want to talk about the Sidecar Restaurant right on, 3029 East Main Street in Ventura. Fantastic place.
Yes, it is.
And one of the, in specific, I want to talk about their beer and bacon night. Can it get better than that?
No, it doesn't get better.
No. So every Sunday night they have a themed night called Beer and Bacon. You can get anything off of their regular menu, but they also offer a special menu where everything that is every entree item has bacon in it somehow. And so start with an appetizer, which is these corn dogs. Okay, so the corn dog wrapping, the batter has bacon bits in it.
Nice.
Fantastic.
You guys both are like in heaven.
And then you can dip it in a mustard that has, guess what?
Bacon.
Bacon in it. It is so great. But is
there a bacon beer?
You know, there is.
I think I saw it sometime.
Right. Rogue makes a voodoo, it's a bacon donut beer, maybe? It's pretty crazy. Pretty crazy a combination. But the bacon bits inside that in the batter add this extra savory.
And then I'm sure that if you complement it with a beer, then the bacon, because it is, bacon is real savory.
Salty.
It's salty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Salt and beer go together great.
For sure.
My grandfather, when I was growing up, always used to put salt in his beer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've done it. I mean, you know, it's bad for you, but it tastes good.
You know what would be really good? Bacon-wrapped dark chocolate and beer.
That probably would.
Seriously,
I don't know
salt.
Why.
It sounds really good to me right now.
I don't know why it wouldn't.
And I'm not pregnant. Nobody's listening to me.
Go back to sleep, Sandy.
Well, one of the things, so not only is there the bacon, but I haven't talked about the beer yet. And this one was paired with Surf Brewery just down the road here. Their Mondo Cream Ale. Now, generally, I like to go with these really assertive beers. And so I'll generally go to, say, an IPA as opposed to a blonde ale, which is what Mondo's is. But my friend that was with me at the time said, no, you've got to try this pairing. You know, here I'm thinking, I'm the beer expert. I know what's going to go with this beer, with this meal, and right. I was going to go pick this. Now, Tim, the chef there, he has everything worked out for you. So you go in, order the beer that is supposed to be paired with it, that he's suggesting.
Right.
The it's just this light beer. Generally, there's a corny kind of sweetness in a cream ale, mm-hmm. and that goes over. And so the corn dog, the cream ale, all of that stuff.
They complement each other.
Right,
it
just works.
And it builds this base layer. And then you go on to what my favorite, what the highlight of the evening was fried chicken. In this, just this, the best fried chicken you've ever had. I mean, the flaky crust and everything else, but it was served on top of a sage bacon waffle.
I was going to ask you if it had a waffle. I love chicken and waffles.
Yeah, didn't you just go to a place in Pasadena?
Yeah, but
or
now
something?
We have one here in the 805.
Oh, he's got a picture of it right here.
Yeah, so this is something that you have to share. This entree, seriously,
goodness.
Was stacked. I mean,
yeah, it was giant.
Yeah, it was as big as my head on this plate. I mean, that's how big it was. The picture doesn't do anything.
That's weird. You're looking at it going, God, that's the size of Curtis's head.
Right. Right.
So, I'm not eating it.
So much tastier, I'm sure. But you want to make sure that you share that. So the sage bacon waffle. So there's little bits of bacon in there and sage in there. And then that was paired with Surf Brewery's rye.
That's my favorite one over there is the rye ale.
Right. And so you've got this sage and the rye spices all mixing together. Just fantastic.
Oh,
so
man.
Does he change his menu every single week with a different pairing of the beer, or is it consistent?
The beer and bacon is fairly consistent, although he reserves the right, obviously, to change his menu.
Right.
But that's one of the things about the sidecar, too, is that they work with what's in season. Mm-hmm. And so the menu is always evolving. So season, local, that's another great thing about the sidecar restaurant.
At the Oyster Fest, he had this big pig that he was roasting.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? You could smell that thing throughout the park, but it was huge. And then we got to taste it, and I don't think I've ever had pork taste that way.
Yeah, it was
good. Really flaky.
It was so juicy. I mean, it just fell off the bone, as they say. You know, that was a big pig, 130-pound pig.
Yeah, that was a big pig. Yeah.
And if you're going for something like that really savory, for a beer, you want something that's real light, finishes dry, and can kind of cleanse the palate. So, you know, I think historically, you look back at it's Oktoberfest kind of time. So that's why all those lagers, because they're clean and real, and they don't have a lot of sweetness to them. They can wash out all of that savory pork all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Then they've got a dessert for you, too. It's a cheesecake dessert, which is fantastic.
Do they have a beer that you can pair with the cheesecake dessert?
Right, and this one is a newer one in Ventura called Ouroboros Ale.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be on the show.
Oh, fabulous.
Next weekend,
Nick is fantastic. He's bringing more beer to Ventura.
Outstanding.
I have a fantastic giveaway to the sidecar.
Whoa.
$50 gift certificate. So this will get you from appetizer to dessert, and share it. Please, share it with somebody. Otherwise, you're going to be so stuffed that you can't believe it.
It's just too much.
Right.
It's just too much.
So I've got a $50 gift certificate to go visit the sidecar.
We're going to take caller number.
Go ahead and call it.
Curtis?
Let's go seven.
Caller number seven, 289-1520, 289-1520 for a $50 gift certificate. And boy, those phones are already going nuts.
Where is the sidecar? Do you have an address?
Okay, sidecar 3029 East Main. Phone number is 805-653-7433 or thesidecarrestaurant.com.
Do you think you need to make reservations?
It would be a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
That was another quick hour.
That
you
was fun.
You slept through, what, 40
At
minutes
least
of it?
40 minutes of it.
Until the coffee got here. You're just over there wiping your eyes, yawning, stretching, just a whole morning.
Once again, thanks, Beacon Coffee.
There you go. We're going to be back in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back.